I'd like to call the order, the city council meeting for February 12th, 2024. If you would all join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Would the clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Here.
Baldwin.
Here.
Dean.
Here.
Gardner.
Here.
Muncy.
Here.
White.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Madam Mayor has a friend in town and they are seeing her son's basketball game. So she thought that was more fun than hanging out with us. I don't get that, but may I please get a motion to excuse the mayor tonight?
Make a motion to excuse the mayor from the meeting tonight.
A second.
Motion Anderson, second Muncy. Voice vote, please. All in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mayor's comments, I have none tonight. We have a pretty light agenda. We've been through most of this on our workshop. And with that, I will move to the city manager and see if he has any comments for us.
Thank you, Madam Mayor Pro Tem. I just wanted to touch on, I included a few things in kind of my other staff report. The one thing I for sure I wanted to touch on was I had the privilege of attending the election commission meeting last week and kind of observing your city clerk and deputy clerk and then the clerk and deputy clerk over at the township as they did public accuracy testing and are working through a whole bunch of changes as it relates to election law and early voting and but to see, you know, the teamwork and the collaboration and how well they were working together, that's really kind of a new concept that they're working through. I was extremely impressed with their teamwork. So I really want to commend your clerk staff. They have a lot of hours ahead of them in the coming weeks. So I just wanted to highlight that. Otherwise, if you have any questions, happy to answer.
Thank you. I volunteered for elections and I would concur that the training is extensive and it's going to be an interesting deal. I'm excited for it. Okay. Any agenda changes tonight, additions or deletions? Seeing none. I know we do not have a guest speaker this evening as well. Puts us to public comment on agenda items only. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anyone in the room that would like to make a public comment on agenda items only? Seeing none. Jamie, do you see anyone online with their hand raised?
I do not.
Okay. We'll close that first comment session and move to our consent agenda. Can I get a motion to approve consent agenda, please?
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Yeah, I'll second.
Motion Gardner, second Dean. Any discussion?
Yeah, Madam Mayor Pro Tem, thank you. Good evening, everybody. I just want to note that I appreciate the clerk including the meeting rules of procedure into the packet for everybody and for the public to see. That document is should be well circulated and everybody aware of the rules that we follow. So thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? With that, this is a roll call vote.
Anderson?
Yes.
Baldwin?
Yes.
Dean?
Yes.
Gardner?
Yes.
Muncy?
Yes.
White?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, so on to staff reports, boards, commissions, and committees. First up is our city manager. Starting on page 27, for those of you following along.
Thank you, Madam Mayor Pro Tem. Maybe the other highlight from my report this week was that there was a water main break on North Maple. Big thank you to the Calic team for repairing that, and they issued a boil water advisory, and that's since been lifted. I know Mr. Herbert and Mr. Moxie are actually, I think, meeting this week to actually discuss North Maple. That's an area that I've seen a few breaks and anticipate you'll probably be seeing some recommendations coming forth in the coming months related to that road and its infrastructure.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for the manager? All right, moving on to the treasurer, we have Peter online. Peter, do you have any comments on your report? Okay, seeing none. I did want to, we can get to that later on the listing.
We'll okay. I'm sorry, I hit the wrong button.
All right, thank you for joining us, Peter. I just wanted to know if you had any comments or if anyone had any questions.
No, No, everybody's, if you haven't paid your property taxes, they're due on Wednesday and Valentine's Day. So you got a couple more days to get them paid. But most people have already taken care of that. But otherwise, no other comments.
Wonderful. Any questions for the city treasurer? Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Peter.
Move on to
planning and zoning. I'm assuming our city manager is wearing many hats. You're still reporting on this one for us, or
just to highlight that your planning commission's been hard at work on a number of items, but the short-term rentals will be another focused discussion this Thursday. They have a public hearing actually on some zoning text amendments, and then further discussion on police powers ordinance related to short-term rentals and updates to your noise ordinance. So there's a possibility that they may make some recommendations at that meeting that you'll be seeing very soon.
Thank you.
I just wanted to commend you. This is, and I'm going to do it again. I might have done it once or twice before, but I really appreciate the time that you spend with your reports. They're very detailed. And I appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
Any other questions or comments for?
Just second what he said.
Okay. I think we can all agree on that. Okay, thank you. We'll move on to DPW and Mr. Herbert is in the house tonight.
Good evening, council. Just one quick update for you to add to my report. You'll see the public works staff continuing on with the site preparations down at the new Village Square Playground, which is slated, the community build project is slated for the second week of April. That'll give everybody a chance to get back from spring break and then hit the ground running. So we're excited for the community build, and we should have the site preps done way in advance. So if there are any delays, it won't be on the city's end.
So. Always a good thing.
Yeah.
Any questions, please?
Yes, please. Thank you. Good to see you, Scott. There was some discussion when the when it was initially approved is that there would be community recruitment to work on the installation. Any timelines on that quite yet, or what the needs might look like? Just thinking ahead.
Is
that still planned?
It's still in the planning phase right now. I think Kelly Roach is hard at work.
And I can speak to that too. I think that the last I knew that we were looking for probably 30 volunteers. But people that maybe have some inclination toward, you know, mechanical abilities would be best. And then the community build commences. And then after the week after that, the engineers follow up behind us and make sure that everything is properly adjusted.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
That's so
schedule-wise, the community build aspect of it will take probably roughly 3 days. We're padding the timeframes, expecting the unexpected, right? So we're going to say 3 to 5 days for the community build aspect of it. And then after that, we'll give Sinclair Recreation, their installation team, a full 2 weeks after that before we actually open it up for the public to use.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. And please, Mr. Muncy.
I was so excited to see you guys busy across the street when I was over there at the flower shop at Back to the Future. It was so excited. I was like, oh, yes, that spinner is going to be there pretty soon. You know, that's my favorite thing about that. So excited to see that. And I thought that want to commend you guys on really getting to it while the weather's so nice. The question about the bottom of Maple, the north end, is that road will have to be brought back up again after we just redid it?
The water main break occurred outside of the work that took place last fall. So lucky for us.
Okay.
So basically, the reason that we did such a small portion of that intersection is because that's where we have good water mains. So everything outside of that, from where the work was finished, all the way to Blue Star Highway, has a really aging water main. I think we've seen roughly 5 to 8 water main leaks or breaks over the past couple of years. So that's going to be something that John Moxie and I bring. It's going to become highly recommended on our CIP recommendation for this year. There are still a little bit of details that need to get sorted out. So one thing that I'm educating myself on right now is, you know, we have half the road is serviced to the township and then half is city of Saugatuck. So is it the city's responsibility to pay for all of it? I think it is, but I want to figure out why and make sure I ask all the questions to see if there's any opportunity for joint collaboration.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else from Mr. Herbert? Please.
Quick comment. I love it that you guys and your colleagues in Douglas took the heavy equipment for the kids to play. And it's great for the kids and it's great for the community. So thanks to everybody who was involved in that. And I see the Douglas mayor is on, so she can thank her team.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. That was an absolute pleasure. I think we were, middle of winter time. We needed a little positivity too, so it was a good opportunity.
Dragged along Madam Mayor as well as myself. We had a riot. Sure, yeah,
pretty cool.
Really good time. All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate you. Do we have anyone representing the police here tonight? I don't believe so.
Can't have anything to report this week.
That's wonderful news. Okay, I'll go with that. Anything from engineering? I don't see anyone from engineering either. Okay. Okay, that'll move us on to item B, boards, commissions, and committees. I believe we have Mr. Fox, if you would like to report on the Fire District Board.
Yes. Dan Fox, council representative to this Saugatuck Township Fire District. As I've said before, this is an interim report for me because the Fire Board doesn't meet until Monday. Our next meeting is Monday. So there always seems to be roughly one has a meeting report, the other one I take advantage of. And tonight I have just two things that'll be quick. I know everybody wants to get out of here. First is to update you. Maybe you've already heard it, maybe you haven't. One of our EMS vehicles was destroyed in a head-on collision on Blue Star in broad daylight. I've seen the dash cam footage and it's breathtaking. A pickup truck with a driver double the legal limits as it turned out, turned directly in front of, directly in front of Chris Bernardi that was at the wheel around left of the truck. Chris was taken to the hospital just for kind of observation, whatever. He was at the Fire District's appreciation dinner on Saturday, and he's obviously still stiff from the jolt he took, airbags and all. So he was responding by himself. Normally there'd be two people in there to a Category 3 medical, which means no lights and siren. It's not risky enough or not severe enough to require that. Anyway, as I say, the good news is he's safe and recovered from that. I think it's, from my perspective anyway, it's yet another indication of what these people, and I was talking to his wife at Phil's tonight, what these people and their families face every time those guys walk out the door. And she said to me, when it's a fire, she said, in this particular case, I'm going to have to look into this, but she said, no one called her. It was her husband. Nobody called. Nobody from the fire district called next of kin or whatever because he was okay. But she said, when it's a fire, they can go out on the call that can last 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever. And there will never be any calls made. They come back when they come back. To me, short of military service, that's a level of dedication you just don't often see. The other thought I had up here tonight was, as we've talked a couple of times, and this will serve as both informational for you all if you find it interesting, but also to let you know, as I've said before, how much information is available on the Fire District website. This is the what I call here, I think there's six charts attached here to what I've called a deep dive on falls, meaning tripping over and falling or otherwise falling, which is the number one call for service that the fire district gets by quite a margin. And so it's one thing to know that the level of information, however, is several levels deeper than just keeping count of how many people have fallen to try and, prepare first responders, but also to, try and psych out when times and so forth. So in the case, the one in front of you here, the six charts are summarizing those first four points. Just briefly repeat them so they're on the record here. That generally calls are distributed evenly across all 7 days of the week, with Fridays being a little less likely. Calls are most common falls. So the calls about a fall are most common during daylight hours. Men and women roughly equal, so whatever. Not surprisingly, falls are most common among the 66 and above, actually, age cohorts. most common fall occurs to a person while they're standing, with falls from a bed a distance second. Falls are most likely to occur in the bedroom, with falls in the living room or on the street or in the bathroom occurring at less than half the bedroom rate. Most common causes of falls are general weakness, syncopal, which I learned means fainting. But in the largest number of instances, the cause of the fall is undetermined. So someone may just say, I don't know what happened. I don't know if I tripped. I don't know what, blah, 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 whatever. And particularly when you get up in those higher ages, people are not necessarily conscious of what actually may have caused that. As I say, you get a copy?
I just shared.
Okay. As I say, it lets you know the level of stuff that's available and on literally every sort of call for service that the fire district receives. And as I say, that's all, I think, reasonably easily available on the website. So have any questions?
Thank you. Any questions? Please, Mr. Muncy.
So these are the total falls that you've received on these days within a year. Is that correct? So you've had a total of 22 calls on Mondays throughout the whole year of January through December.
I believe that's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It should be. So it's at the top of the thing says 2023. That's what it is.
Right. I just want to make sure that wasn't an average or, you know.
No. Those are the actual numbers of calls.
That's what I asked. Thank you.
Got it.
Good. Anyone else? Thank you.
Dan.
Thank you.
Okay, we can move on to the Interurban Board. Mr. Muncy, if you'd like to report on that.
Well, you know, our ridership has been up. You know, we're close to our pre-COVID numbers, as we've talked about before. We'll be extending our hours starting March 1st. We'll be open till 7 p.m. Throughout the entire week now. We're also adding an extra hour throughout the summer. We're going to start that earlier rather than just July and August. We're going to do from Memorial to Labor Day on Saturdays and Sundays. We'll be open till 11 p.m. We're still scouting for a new director. As you know, I'll be fighting for that role as well myself. We'll have more details about that as well. Phyllis Seif will be retiring in May, but she'll be with us with any help that we need as we go forward with the Interurban. We've got three buses that are set to be redesigned or refitted for propane. We'll have a total of five buses by the end of this year that are running on cleaner fuel and cheaper fuel. We have our own propane tank, and our drivers refill their buses themselves. So that's where we're at with that. Our next meeting is next week, next Tuesday. So,
okay. Any questions for Mr. Muncy? All right. We'll move along to Cal Lake Water and Authority. I don't see Barry in the room or online. Nothing to report. Okay, thank you. Zoning Board of Appeals.
This is going to be really exciting.
We're looking forward to it.
That once a year you get to hear about all of our different applications and cases that we've had to go through. So I'll try not to bore you.
Okay? Would you please state your name and address for the record before you?
I will do that.
Thank you.
I am Bob Kabashig, Chairman of the Zoning Board of Appeals and 818 State Street. This year, in the 12-month period, we had 11 applications, but only 10 hearings. One of them withdrew before the actual application or before the actual meeting. So we only had 10 hearings. In an overall view, we granted 7 of the 10. We denied 2, and 1 we granted part of it and denied part of it. So that's the overview. I'm prepared to give you every one of those 10 hearings if you want, but I don't know if you want to hear what they're in the details of those. I would like to say that a lot of them, for the most part, the ones that were granted here, without going into, I can go through the addresses if you want, let me know. But you know, for the most part, they're dimensional variances, generally a front yard, side yard, or a lot coverage type of allowance or variance that they're looking for. There were a couple here that were a little bit different. One was where we had some, I would say the one that was granted partially, that one was in addition And there were a number of variances that were tied into this application. The part that we granted for it, now this was on 145 Grant Street. The parts that we granted was an actual reduced front yard setback that they had on Grant Street. There was also on Elizabeth Street, there was a zero yard granting because the house basically sits right on the existing, right on the lot line right now. So they were not encroaching any further one way or the other. So that was basically allowed or, you know, granted to the set that they could keep the house and improve it there within that same setback. The side on that one that we did chose not to, chose to deny would be they were looking for a garage that had some setbacks that also were encroaching on the backyard. But one of the biggest things on that one was that they were asking for a 42% lot coverage, which that portion put it over the lot coverage, and that area was only allowed 30%. So it was a 12% increase. So that portion of that was denied. I would say for the most part, I like to say that, you know, if you look at most zoning reviews, probably 70% of zoning board applications should be denied, maybe 60-70% on the average if you looked at the state. We've always been a little bit higher than that here in my many years of doing this. It's, I think a lot of it is to do the unusualness that we have, or some of the way our lots are, some of the way our city was formed, and some of the situations we run into. So we run a little higher on, it seems like, on these dimensional setbacks. We're pretty tight on some of those that are not meeting it. So I would just say that sometimes it might sound like we're giving more than the average, but I do say probably statewide we do. But I really feel that over the years that's due to our situation. We have some very unusual sizes and things where people put cottages up there, you know, years ago off the Singapore, and they are still there. So would you like anything else, information, if there's any questions by anybody? I have this 12-month annual review that we like to give you to let you know what's going on. And if you have any questions, be happy to answer them right now.
Any questions for the commission?
Madam Mayor Pro Tem, I just want to say thank you, Bob. You've been serving, as you mentioned, for a number of years on the ZBA, and I want to thank Commissioner Bauck, who's also here as well.
Vice Chairman now, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, thanks. And I had a chance to attend a ZBA meeting back in, I forget, sometime in 23. And the way that they approach this work is exceptional. It's very detailed. It can be like watching paint dry. However, however, it's incredibly important, and you treat the applicants with respect and also information. And meeting I went to was very well managed, and I just want to thank you for your service and thank Mr. Bauck and the other commissioners for their service as well.
Thanks for the compliments. I said this last year again. I'll say it again now. A lot of what Russ, you just said, has to do with also getting good information. And I started doing this in the summer in the late 90s, and we didn't get a lot of good information. And we had in and out zoning administrators who didn't hold the applicants to their fire. Mm-hmm. And they would come in with sketches and want to get something approved. So the point is, good information, we appreciate it when we get it. We make sure we let the applicant know it. But a lot of that has to do with the force up front before it comes to us and the way it comes to us. And that's been very refreshing for the last couple of years. So the last year for sure. So thank you.
Well, to hear that.
All right.
And if I could add to your report a little bit, Mr. Chairman, the ZBA is always looking to improve. And so this past year, they said, hey, we want to do some training. And so we worked with actually our city attorney to invite our ZBA partners from Saugatuck Township and Douglas. And we did a joint tri-community training session as well. And nice to get everybody together, but also it's always good to improve your skills too.
Yeah, that was a nice meeting, and we had some participants from their neighboring, so that was nice.
Yes,
very good refresher that was. So, and you got another one that we can listen to here that you gave us notice on. So, from Peterson. So, thank you guys.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
I wanted to build on Russ's comments. For anybody who hasn't been to a ZBA meeting, you're so methodical mm-hmm. in how you go through it, and meticulous in making sure you have. Or the evidence to support your decisions. And I mean, it's fascinating. And if anyone hasn't been to a ZBA meeting, I know you have, it's worth attending. So
even the simplest thing can be a pretty, mm-hmm. you always think, oh, well, when you get the packet, you go look at it and you think, but then when you get your head into it and you start through it with everybody and talking, you know, there's a lot of different sides and a lot of different ways of, having to approach it. If you don't try to make sure you understand everybody's side, it is a process. So thank you also, Holly. It on the surface, it seems kind of like, but boy, when you get into it, you got to be careful.
Please, Mr. Gardner.
Yeah, I do want to retract my swipe. It's like watching paint dry comment, because I can see Bob or Jim say, what in the heck are you talking about, Gardner? It's very methodical, as Councilmember Anderson mentioned, and it's well thought out and it's well done. So it's not exciting for everybody, but it's a key component of our city's operation. So thank you.
All right. Well, maybe we can use a latex or something that dries faster.
I'm not going to hear the end of this one.
Yeah, I'd like to also echo to you guys a big thank
Mr.
you
Muncy,
for the service. You know, the service that you give our community is really I think unappreciated. A lot of folks don't know the hard work that you guys do to make our town great. I appreciate the hard work you've done for many years. Right, correct. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Thank you.
Very good.
That moves us to historic. Mr. Gardner, do you have an update?
Yes, thank you. We are, our next meeting is March 7th. But speaking of training and education, the Historic District Commission, our chairman, Mr. Stryker has signed us up for training on March 12th at 6 p.m. So we're going to be going through some Historic District Commission training.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Gardner? All right. That brings us to the Planning Commission.
Not a lot to add to what Mr. Cummins said. The ordinances and the material in this week's Planning Commission packet, again, a kudos to the lawyers and Mr. Cummins. Great work on the short-term rental stuff. So if anyone wants a preview of what the Planning Commission's deliberating on, pull down that planning packet.
I'll be watching from my dining room table.
There you go. So,
and if I could, Madam Mayor Pro Tem, every year we put together a report to kind of advise the Planning Commission on the kind of the different zoning activity for the year. So that report is also in your packet. So maybe a couple highlights. I know that the council's kind of mentioned many times to me that they desire, you know, enforcement of our ordinances. And so we've seen an increased amount of enforcement activity this past year. So we had 86 enforcement cases, which is, you know, the highest amount that we've had in the last 5 years. Certainly you saw some low years in there with COVID and that sort of thing, which is to be expected. Issued 95 zoning and sign permits, and that's just on the zoning and sign permit front, not any of the other historic district permits or other permits that we're involved with. I know short-term rental activity has certainly been a topic of focus. So we issued this past year 90 renewal or new short-term rental certificates this past year. So a lot of reviews there. And I know there was a little bit of interest in this, the last Planning Commission meeting, and I'll report this to the Planning Commissioners this week as well. So there was an ask of like, well, how many were like just completely new short-term rentals, never been a short-term rental before? And a little bit of that is about like how you define that, because, you know, somebody may have been a short-term rental, or some property may have had a short-term rental previously, maybe it stopped for a year or two and then it picked back up. But so for purposes of figuring out what was completely new. I took a look at this past year and my notes, and we had 18 completely new short-term rentals this past year, properties that had never been a short-term rental previously. 12 of those were in the community residential district, 2 in the Maple Street district, 1 in Peninsula North, Duneside, 2 city center transitional, and then 1 in the resort district. And again, that's just kind of the completely new side of things. So, and then kind of a report is in your packet related to the Planning Commission's priorities for last year, and they have they've made great progress on all their goals last year. So,
so yeah. Wonderful. Thank you.
May I ask a question? Madam Mayor Pro Tem, thank you. Wasn't sure where to ask this question, whether it was here or during the budgeting, but I just wanted to call attention to there was, you know, just in relation to the short-term rentals, the line items in the budget I saw for the or the checks payable for the short-term rental inspections.
That's got to be incorrect. I saw that too. I think it's property taxes, okay. Like $130,000.
Yeah, no, $150,000. So no. I wanted to know.
I saw it too. No, okay. We'll get to that. Yeah.
Okay, great. The accounts payable. In any case, I'm sure it is not a zero amount of money. And I know we had talked a little bit about, you know, getting it figured out where how exactly how much these are caught or, you know, this sort of activity is costing and making sure we're right sizing our fees and whatnot. So I'm glad to hear that that is
saw the exact thing too
possibly items. Not true, because I was like, this is not this
absolutely
is not, a
not true.
This yeah. is not no, a lot no. of money. So cool. That's good enough.
Yeah. Those are your yep. Peter will cover that in your next agenda item.
Yes. Right. Those were outsized, but not they're still outsized, but not related to that. Yes.
Perfect.
Sure. Okay. Anything else for our planning? No, we're good. All right. That takes us to Parks and Public Works. We have our next meeting. We've moved it to the 27th for those that are, or 29th rather, for those that are interested. It will be, that takes us to that Thursday, Friday, is it Thursday of that week? It's the same day as our city council meeting because of the election. We had to move that back. So we'll be meeting at 10 a.m. on the 29th. I had to try community non-motorized trail study.
Yeah, thanks, Mayor. Getting Ryan up to speed on it. So Nancy Kimball's been engaging pretty heavily with you, trying to make sure you're kind of getting a crash course on where things are. And so I'm going to give him a chance to digest all that.
Absolutely. Yeah,
more to come.
Okay. Any questions? All right. Recycling ad hoc committee?
No.
Nope. That's coming off. That's on our agenda tonight. Okay. We do have no request for payments. And now we can talk about this approval of accounts payable. I did see the same things that Mr. White saw, and I think we just need to rename those. There are two line items for rental inspections for the Saugatuck Fire Department. I'm assuming, and if we'd still have Peter on the line, that should be property taxes. One is in the amount of $101,000. One is in the amount of $45,000.
That's correct. The short-term rentals it was like $325. The rest of it, all property taxes.
So, yeah, so we'll get that sorted on the explanation so it doesn't show up in a weird place another time.
Hey, Peter, I think that was a question to you. That.
What was that now?
I wanted to make sure that so then the line item will get changed to the property taxes and get that $320 pulled out. So that's a short-term rental. So in case you do any sorting or budgeting or whatever afterwards, it's not going to show up as a line item for short-term rentals, correct?
That's correct. It's two different general ledger numbers that completely go to. What it is it's just one check. And so when it all comes to the check register, it takes the top invoice description. Gotcha. So it's just a description error. It comes, okay. And sometimes it happens also with the sheriff's department. When you see debt crew for $31,000, it's really the sheriff's contract.
Okay. So that, unless there's any questions, we can ask for a motion to approve the accounts payable.
Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem, I'd like to make a motion to approve the accounts payable in the amount of $572,668.79.
Second.
Motion Muncy, second Dean. It's a roll call vote. Okay.
Anderson?
Yes.
Baldwin?
Yes.
Dean?
Yes.
Gardner?
Yes.
Muncy?
Yes.
Stanton's excused. White?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Item 13, introduction of ordinances. We have none. Item 14, unfinished business, which there is none. Item 15, new business. And I think we'll move to the city manager or city clerk to describe this.
Yeah, I think we'll turn it over to the city clerk.
Okay. This is a request to move your originally planned city council meeting of February 26th, which is the night before the election, just requesting that I have that night to set up your council chamber to a polling place. So as you discussed in your workshop meeting, requesting that you move to your meeting to February 29th at 7 p.m., same time and same location.
Wonderful.
Mayor.
Well, let's put a motion on the table. Yeah. And then we can,
I'll make it. Move to approve moving the regular scheduled city council meeting of February 26, 2024 to February 29, 2024 at 7 p.m. with no change of location.
A second.
Motion Dean, second White. Any discussion? No? Is this a roll call or voice vote?
Voice, please.
All in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Now we're on to second public comments. If there's anyone in the room that would like to make a public comment on any topic, please state your name and purpose, sir.
My name is John Blair, and I don't live here. Do I give my address then or not? No. So, okay. I live on the exact opposite side of the county. It was a drive to get here. So, my name is John Blair. I currently run, if you've ever been to the courthouse, I run probate court. So you might have run into me once or twice before. I've seen a couple of you, but going to probate's not fun. I've been around Allegan for almost 20 years now. I started with Judge Corsilli, if anybody remembers Judge Corsilli, which was a learning experience. But I'm making the jump. I want to become the judge for circuit court now. I work in probate court, so right now I actually work for circuit court. I actually spent my whole afternoon on Judge Buck's bench presiding over court today. This Thursday, if you want to come to court, and if you think zoning's boring, come to court Thursday. I'm doing judge work all day, so I've done it. I know what it takes, and it's horrible. I remove kids. I did adoptions today, which was fun, but usually I remove kids as part of my job. When I started my career, I didn't want to do that, but I have three little girls now. I have a 9-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 3-year-old, and it's so corny to stand here and say that's why I'm doing it, but it's true. I'm part of the judicial council this Wednesday. I meet with all the judges. We do the policies and procedures, and we can just do better. I think the circuit court can be a lot better. Right now, to schedule a case, you call and a person uses a book, and we can just make that so much better. And why that matters is because it costs money and it takes time away from families and it makes it difficult for families. The big thing, and I talk a lot, so cut me off, but the big thing I do when family court, when the pandemic hit, well, CPS comes, they remove your kids because there's something horrible, okay? And the best way to get your kid back, the way you're going to get your kid back is go to court. So I can tell you right away if a person shows up, if they're going to get their kid back. So coming to court is the single greatest thing that gets their kid back because that means they care, they're trying, they want to do stuff, right? Well, when the pandemic happened, we used Zoom. We saw an 80% return rate increase right away because it wasn't just the people that could get there. How do you have a job? How do you drive to the courthouse to be there? It's more complicated than it sounds. And I know that because I was removed when I was a kid. I come from like the most broken home you can possibly imagine. My mom was severely mentally ill. My dad had substance abuse problems, but I got out of it. I did better. I have three kids. I clearly, I work for the judges, so I passed a background check. But my brother's in prison. He's addicted to meth. And so I've seen it. I've been on both sides. I remember when my dad died, I didn't know how to do it. I had to go to court. When my mom died, I had to become her guardian. So I have compassion for the people in front of me. By the lady I adopted today has the same medical condition my brother had. So it's interesting. It's more than people think. It's more than a career check. It's a really hard thing to do. And it's hard to ask people to get up there and make those decisions. Because once you're elected, you have to say things that people don't want to hear all day. Like the zoning board talking about no. Mm-hmm. You have to say no about half the time or you're not doing your job right. And it's just difficult. And I was also a township attorney for a little while for a township very far south of here. You guys' meetings are wonderful. I quit because someone flashed a gun in a meeting once. So your guys' meetings are very well done. I compliment you. So, and that's not just pandering. But thank you for your time. I know there's four of us running, so you're going to have to listen to a lot of us. I have a petition. I still need signatures to get on the ballot. So if afterwards, if anyone signed my petition, I will swag you out. I bought all the swag. So, and that's just to get on the petition. It's not a vote or anything like that. So I don't know if I'm allowed to take questions and comment, but.
No, okay. Thank you. Thank you for presenting. It is not a Q&A, but we do appreciate your time. We appreciate you making the trip out here and presenting for us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate everyone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else in the room? No? Anyone online?
Not that I see.
Okay. So that takes us to correspondence, of which I don't believe we have any in this packet, and council comments. I saw the same thing. I was like, Mr. White, I'll start with you.
Yes.
I think I was distracted.
So I want to report that myself and council person Holly had, Holly Anderson had a wonderful opportunity this last weekend to attend a training virtually by the Michigan Municipal League. It was for newly elected officials, and it was super informative. And we had a really good time. I also just learned just a lot about the general workings of how this thing goes. And I also I actually won a raffle on towards the end of the program too, which was wild.
Was it?
So I get to attend a full weekend of training.
Oh,
hey, yeah. So that's exciting. A lot of people, you know, probably wouldn't be excited about that, but they did specifically promise, you know, lectures on zoning, which I am actually interested in. So it was pretty sweet. So that it, I'm thinking is going to be in May. So I'm looking forward to that.
Wonderful.
Then also, I think that's it for me, actually. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Muncy?
I want to thank the council for my little birthday party during our workshop. We had a little break between two meetings, and thanks for the cupcakes. Helen Baldwin made the most delicious lemon cupcakes. I still can't stop thinking about them. I want more of them. Those are really good, honestly, Helen. Yes. Also, a couple new businesses coming to town, just so you folks know. If you're familiar with Lulu Cadu, which is out on Blue Star Highway in the old Fruit Market, actually what that building used to be, across the street from the Marathon gas station, is opening up a second location at the James Conner building here next to Duck Alley here on Culver Street. So she'll be in town. And of course, I think you guys know about the new bakery going next to Wicks Park. So I always like to, you know, because we have them on the show and all that, I always like to let you guys know who the new businesses are in town. So we look forward and we wish them the best of luck.
Thank you. Mr. Dean?
Nothing tonight, Mayor.
Mr. Gardner?
No comments other than a question for Councilmember White is if your prize was to win a full weekend of training in person, what was the first prize? Thank you.
Ms. Anderson?
Yes, a big victory for the lake and the waterfront. Yes. And the Kalamazoo River. Eagle denied the proposed marina permit on Friday, which is a huge, huge, huge victory for us. Us meaning all of us and our land. I really want to thank this council and our predecessors who played a really key role. The council passed two ordinances, one to Eagle for Eagle, that was last year, and the year before to the Army Corps of Engineers. I know Mr. Gardner was an early supporter of this, which was great. Mayor Stanton last year attended a number of meetings with state officials, the Potawatomi tribes, Coastal Alliance, and those meetings were also really helpful. So go Saugatuck. Yes, congratulations, Logan, on your free training. And also, I'm totally psyched to be an election inspector, too, so and work with our clerk and deputy clerk. So
I'll be brief. I want to congratulate and thank Ms. Anderson for her service. If you don't know, she does serve on the board of the Coastal Alliance, and that is tirelessly has worked to the benefit of our community, and we all owe her a debt of gratitude. I'm very grateful for her. Looking forward to serving as an election inspector. I hope I get an easy job because I was terrified and I don't want to go to jail. I'm very concerned. Good. We're on the same page. And then, and I do want to thank Mr. Herbert for taking us out again. It was so much fun to see those kids and show them all the equipment. It was just lovely. And I'm going to go ahead and end this meeting because I can't look at that screen again. So I'll take a motion to adjourn if anyone's.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion, Dean, second. Anderson, all in favor, please say yes.
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 Motion to adjourn.